Rabbit, rabbit. Yeah, I think those are the first words I've said today. So, first day of the first month. Oh, first day of the first month. First day of the next month, August 1st, 7:29 a.m. August 1st, 2020. Like anybody needs me to tell them 2020 at this point. It's 2020 is a century that will live in infamy. Anyway, August 1st, 2020, 7:29 a.m. It's a beautiful morning. It is just gorgeous. And I realized just at the time I hit save and got done posting the photos this morning, the photo this morning. I posted twice, once on Instagram, once on Facebook. Not Facebook, Flickr. I use the one on Flickr for my blog post that goes with this. Anyway, I was sitting there on the sidewalk looking around. Not a cloud in the sky, beautiful clear morning. Post a photo and fire up the walking meditation. The first thing it is look around and get a sense for your surroundings. What's the morning like there? I look out of the corner of my eye and then up again. And there's this whole bank of clouds up there. It's a small area of the sky, in my own defense. And it was directly behind me. So even when I turned my head left and right to look up into the sky, I didn't see it because it was directly behind me. So it's not a lot of cloud, but there is a little bit of a cloud up there. Well, I was like, okay, that's typical for the day. All right. Now that's the biggest mistake I make all day. I'm in great shape. So anyway, yeah, 7 o'clock. I got out at 7 o'clock. I got up around 5:30. I was actually up at 5, but I was not ready to be awake. So I punched the button, turned the coffee maker on, and then sacked on the couch for about 20 minutes, half an hour, got a little nap, a little wake-up nap. Worked good. And the cats decided they were going to raise hell, so it pretty much put the end of that. I just sort of been scrolling through, you know, doing my normal morning doom scroll. The Hugo's last... Wow, the Hugo's. That was apparently quite a production, just judging from the amount of hate and discontent being spread around on Twitter this morning. I'm not going to get into it, but it was like, holy crap. Where's that smell again? Good morning. Lady with a big black dog on a harness. I'll break it to you, lady. If that dog takes off, you're going with him. So yesterday was another very productive day. I was feeling excellent yesterday. I still feel excellent today. There's nothing like actually doing what it is that you love to do, doing it well, enjoying it, and being successful at it to sort of perk me up. I can't imagine why. So yesterday was first long day of next to the last edits for Finwell Bay, the story formerly known as Troy Harbor. And I got through, well, in manuscript format, the book is 387 pages long. It's about just shy of 110,000 words. So 387 pages in manuscript form, which is double-spaced, 12-point, Times New Roman, 1-inch margins. I did not put page numbers on it, so I have a little bit of extra space. Because I only look at it in digital form. There's no reason for me to put page numbers on it if I'm not going to print it out. So 387 pages, I got through page 200 and something. I say 203 or 4. So I'm more than halfway. And I started yesterday at page 32. So 170 something pages yesterday. I worked all morning, I worked into the afternoon. It felt great. It felt just wonderful. In fact, it felt really good, and I was so involved in it that I forgot until like 9 o'clock last night that I had to write a blog post for this morning, because today is August 1st, and I always update my blog on the first of the month. Sadly, I really didn't have anything I felt like I could recommend. I recommended books that I had was in the process of reading only to get burned in the ending. And the book I'm reading now is really pretty good. I'll probably, if it continues to deliver, I will probably recommend it in my newsletter. But no, I really didn't have anything I could recommend. I've gone through a lot of samples. Jesus, I've gone through a lot of samples. I'm particularly looking for people, for authors, who don't get attention. I'm looking for authors that I can help find an audience. I'm looking for those people who have excellent books, but can't find anybody to read them. Because I know there's a lot of people that I know and can reach who are really looking for good books to read. And, you know, I can't help everybody. I can't help. I can't help people who are writing in a genre that's not something I can comfortably recommend to you guys. Good morning. I've seen that person a lot. I think I've seen her. I assume her pronoun is her. I've seen her every day, I think, for the last three or four, anyway. I think there was one day that I missed. But today is the first day I've seen them walking with dogs, or two little dogs. So I didn't have anything I could really recommend. read a lot of samples. I've thrown away a lot of samples. My reading has really slowed down. It has picked up a lot in the last week, and so has my effort at writing. So I'm back to, if I'm not reading, I can't write. I'm back to that sort of, I can't really 100% say there's some sort of causal relationship there, but there's definitely a correlation. If I'm not reading, the chances are good I'm not writing. And if I'm not writing, the chances are pretty good that I'm not reading. And I've got a ton of books in my TBR at the moment. Most of them are samples. I suspect a lot of them will get trashed. Get ready, sit with me. Monk pose. I suspect a good number of them will get tossed. I'm still looking for writers of color who have published science fiction and fantasy novels. All I can find, all I see are comics and superheroes. Neither of which are really in burning a little bit of oil. Neither of which are in my wheelhouse. But not burning a lot of oil. Holy crap. I just walked by a car. It's been sitting there for, I don't know how long it's been sitting there. It's been sitting there for quite a while. A Jetta. And this first day, there was a guy out there working on it, getting it started. Apparently had to jump it. But when it started up, I saw the plume of exhaust come up behind it, and I thought, whoa. Okay, that one hasn't been started in a while. And 50 yards down the road, I can still smell. I can still smell the oil. I don't think my barbecue put out that much smoke. Ugh. Oh, it's not oil, it's diesel. Yes, that's what it is. Oh, okay. That's a little bit better, but still. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. It's diesel. It's been so long since I've smelled actual diesel exhaust that I couldn't quite place it there for a minute. So yeah, I'm looking for, particularly I'm looking for writers of color who are operating in my space, who are operating in science fiction and fantasy that does not involve vampires, werewolves, or shapeshifters. And I haven't been able to find any. I've found very, very, very few. I did read a gay paranormal romance that I had problems with because it was formatted in an awkward manner. I think I talked about it. I didn't give you the title because it's like I don't want to. the story was good. The production values of the book were considerably less good. And let's face it, gay paranormal romance is not exactly a genre I can recommend on these channels. It's not a genre I'm comfortable recommending. Which is an interesting question in itself. Why is that? I don't know. I've always had a policy, I'm not going to recommend a book that I don't have some reasonable expectation that the majority of the readers are going to find interesting or amusing. Never been into edge cases. Good morning. I don't recommend edge cases as a rule. It's hard enough finding a book that I think people are going to like. I don't really have the bandwidth to recommend books that, yeah, I think one or two of you might, out of the thousands of you, one or two of you might like it. That doesn't make sense. Okay, that's... Anyway. What am I reading? Oh, I'm still reading Mike Woods. It's Mike Woods, I think. MJKE. Woods. Old Man in a Spacesuit. I'm still reading that. I spent a couple hours with it yesterday. I'm still enjoying it. It's a little bit... it's a little bit... It's not a book where I'm going, oh, hell yeah. It's more of a book of, oh, this is pretty good. This is pretty good. I like this. I don't love it, but I like it. Which, after the stuff that I really couldn't get past the sample on, is a step up. I have several books in my TBR. I broke down and bought a TradPub novel. Really didn't want to, but the premise of it, I know the author, and the premise of it is just so delicious that I couldn't pass it up. The book is, it's the first book in the Mercenary Librarians. The author's name is Kit Rocha, R-O-C-H-A. It's Kit Rocha is actually two people, and I know one of them. this is their first book in Trad Pub land, and after having a very successful indie publishing career, they've tossed this over. I think it's Tor. It's listed as Macmillan, but I'm I don't know. So it was $9.99. It's not like I can't afford it, but it's like, I just really don't want to reward Macmillan. But I'm really looking forward to it. It's the first book in the Mercenary Librarians series. it looks like a hell of a lot of fun, so it's like, okay, this will be my trad bub novel for the year. All right, well, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.